英国广播公司报道，因为 iOS 8升级在 iPhone、iPad 和 iPod 上面所占的空间过多，苹果现在面临一项起诉。BBC News reports, Apple is facing a lawsuit for not telling users about the amount of memory required by its flagship operating system. The legal complaint revolves around iOS 8 and the amount of memory it reserves for itself on iPods, iPhones and iPads.The complaint alleges that it takes up so much space that far less than advertised is left for people to store their own data. Apple has yet to issue any official comment on the lawsuit.
The complaint has been filed in California by Miami residents Paul Orshan and Christopher Endara. They say that iOS 8 can occupy up to 23.1% of the memory available on some Apple devices.
Yes, that's not fair. If you come to think about it, when you think you're buying iPhone with perhaps 16 gigabytes of memory, but in fact what you're getting is only, 12 gigabytes.
Yeah. Brilliant China Drive mathematics. I think we finally got it right, actually, on that. You're quite right. It doesn't seem fair. There are those, like myself, who are avoiding updating to iOS 8, partly for this reason, I must say, as well, because, I mean, that's an enormous amount of memory to take up, isn't it? Up to 23.1%. And also, upgrading devices from the earlier iOS 7 to 8 can cause people to lose up to 1.3 gigabytes of memory, according to papers filed in support of the legal action.
That is a considerable amount if you're only using a 16 gigabyte iPhone.
What if you've got all kinds of photos and videos on your phone already and it's nearly full up? Will it delete some of your private some of your videos and stuff? Will it delete that when you upgrade it?
No, they simply won't save.
It will tell you there isn't enough space to install it. Well, that's something, I suppose, isn't it?
I think what makes the matter worse is the fact that it's the cost that you have to pay in order to get larger memory.
Yeah.
I think you have to pay an extra 800 yuan, at least here in China, to get 64 gigabytes of iPhone.
So I wonder if
that's way more expensive.
Do you think they're doing it deliberately to make people buy more space? I wonder. I don't know. But you know, something else that I noticed about Apple this morning, that I was looking up a couple of actors' names on Wikipedia on my laptop, and I thought, I wonder if there's an app. So I went to the App Store on my iPhone, and there is a Wikipedia app. So I thought I'll download that. But when I went to put my password in to download it, a message came up saying that Apple has now changed its terms and conditions at the Apple Store, you know, for the App Store. And now they want to know your name and address and tax status.
And credit card.
So they can give your tax details to the American government. So I found that very interesting. So I read the terms and conditions, which I don't normally do. I did in this case. And that's another thing that Apple have sprung on people, that they're now going to... I mean, it doesn't affect me or you, but I mean, many Americans, particularly those who live anywhere in the world, do have to, by law, file a tax return every year to the American government, wherever they live. And so I think this will be a news story which will be breaking perhaps later today, because I think they only did it in the last couple of days. You saw that too?
Yes.
And it's very new. I think it's only a couple of days old. I think we're going to be reading about that one in the news very soon. And you heard about it, though, in advance here on China Drive.